All right. Well, growing up, one of my brother and my favorite holiday traditions was scaring the living shit out of our younger cousins during our family Christmas party. We come from a big Baltimore Catholic family, as y'all just heard. Baltimore Catholic, of course, being a thing where you have 6 to 8 uncles and aunts, all named after Christian saints, and who all live within 1 or 2 miles of each other still. And they, most of them have children, so there are many, many of cousins. My brother, cousin Brian, and I are the 3 oldest male cousins in the family. We're 10, 9, and 8 years old at the time in 1994. And we think it's our job, and really our duty, to scare and terrify our younger cousins, which include Andrew, age 7, John, age 6, and yes, even Sam, age 4. And so my parents, they're hosting the big party each Christmas Eve, and they've done it for years. In the Christmases before 1994, which is the big year, we've sort of set up our prank with some smaller pranks. In 1992, we introduced our cousins to the Christmas ghost. So every time at my parents' house during the party, when they'd be walking around the corners, we'd whisper behind them, "I'm coming to get you," in our most ghostly voice. And in 1993, we led all of our younger cousins, the 3 of us, led our younger cousins into our parents' unfinished basement. And hear me out. They live in a old 19th century big house in Roland Park. It's unfinished. It's really creepy. Think single dangling light bulb that's flickering and wallpaper that's peeling on the side. To be honest, it still terrifies me to this day. So you can imagine if you're like kindergarten age, what you're feeling. And of course, we told them that's where the Christmas ghost lives. So in 1994, Christmas Eve party, the ghost was going to kill me. So after all the guests had arrived, but before we'd all gather around the piano where my grandmother plays and we all sing Christmas carols, and as my mom was bringing out the ham, the Christmas ham, yes, my mom actually bakes a Christmas ham. She's that motherly. So as the Christmas ham's coming out and the adults are all gathered, my brother Brian and I paraded our younger cousins up the stairs all the way to our top 3rd floor of the house, out of eyesight and earshot of all the adults below. This is the scene of our prank. So right away, Brian locked himself in the closet, or the Christmas ghost locked Brian in the closet. And thanks, Brian, for being such a good sport about this. Next, I pretended to hear a noise. "What's that?" I said. "I hear something in the bedroom." My brother and I ushered everyone into the bedroom, and strewn about from the shelf were all the books and everything in the room. My cousin said, "Wait, how did the ghost lock Brian in the bedroom and at the same time destroy this room? And most importantly, what is he going to do next?" Well, my brother and I had rigged the bedroom door so that it would slam shut at the slightest touch. So as my younger cousins are assessing the room and picking up Hemingways and Kerouacs on the ground and returning them to the shelf, I slipped out the room, knocked the door with my elbow, and exited. The door slammed shut, and my brother ran up to the door, making sure he'd be the first one there. He grabbed the knob, violently twisting it back and forth. "We're locked in here," we said. "We can't get out," he lied. He did that for about 1 minute, giving me ample opportunity to rush across the hall to the other bedroom, open up the window facing out into the snowy night, run down the stairs and out the front door. Suddenly, he was able to open the door. Brian was standing there, having escaped the closet. "Where's Chaz?" Brian said. "I thought he was with you," my brother replied. At this point, all these younger cousins, they are in some state of horror, terror, fear that, you know, again, 6, 5 years old, that I can only imagine. I can't even imagine it now. "I hear something else from the other bedroom," my brother said. "What is that?" He pushed them along. They all entered the room together. They quickly noticed the open window and peered out. There I was, lying motionless in the snow. The ghost had pushed me out the window. We really got them. But what we couldn't have anticipated was just how fast little Andrew's 7-year-old legs could carry him down the stairs when properly motivated. The scene downstairs, my parents, aunts and uncles, they had been partying for the last hour and catching up and having a good time. And sure, having 1 to 2 of my dad's homemade eggnogs, which have a deceptive amount of bourbon in them. So maybe they weren't in the absolute best frame of mind to make critical decisions. Cousin Andrew burst into the door. "Chaz is dead," he said. "He fell out a window." Important note, he failed to mention anything about a Christmas ghost being the perpetrator. 6-year-old John was the one right after him, sobbing uncontrollably. A kindergartner's tears are worth 1,000 words. The story had been corroborated. I'm told that some of the parents jumped up. Others of my aunts and uncles ran up the stairs to console or protect their children. My mom, having thought that her eldest son was now dead, a look of sheer panic on her face, bolted to the bathroom, nearly making it to the sink before projectile vomiting all over the floor. Important note, Cindy Eby does not drink, so the eggnog was not to blame. I casually sauntered back into the house, completely unaware of the chaos my brother Brian and I had caused. "When are we singing Christmas carols?" I innocently asked as my dad turned the corner, hanging up the phone from 911. My beautiful wife, Amanda and I, who's in the audience, and my parents are here too, we're thinking of starting a family at some point, having kids. And I understand I have a lot to learn about parenting. But one thing I do know now, you never truly understand how much your parents love you until you faked your own death. Happy holidays. Thank you all.